Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
You need to be more aware of the words coming out of your mouths. Your words are seed, according to God in Luke 8:11, and they will bring a harvest.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Your Heart Believes What Your Mouth Says.
Speak the Word.
God tells us in Isaiah 55:11 that His Word will not return unto Him void. So in order to get the right results when you pray, you must pray what the Word says. Do you agree with that? You have to pray what God says, not just pray something because it sounds spiritual. A lot of people will pray prayers, and I've heard a lot of people pray prayers, and they really sounded very spiritual, but they had no power whatsoever. But they sounded good. And you don't want to sound good. You want prayers that are packed with power behind them. And we have that ability, brothers and sisters. We have the ability to pray prayers that will bring down mountains and defeat the giants in our lives. I know we do. And there are many types of prayers. And one powerful way to pray is to have someone come into agreement with you. You may be mighty in prayer alone, but you can be mightier with someone joining you. The Bible says that one will put 1,000 to flight, meaning demons, and two will put 10,000 to flight. It tells us that in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 32. The prayer of agreement requires that two of you on earth agreeing according to God's word in Matthew 18:19. In the God word translation, it says, I can guarantee again that if two of you agree on anything here on earth, my Father in heaven will accept it. In other words, he's saying God will accept your prayer request. The reason Jesus said, I guarantee again, is because he was referring to another verse that he was guaranteeing. He said in verse 18, he said, I can guarantee this truth that whatever you imprison, God will imprison, and whatever you set free, God will set free. In other words, in the King James translation, it reads this way. It said, whatever you bind on earth, God will bind in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth, God will loose on earth. We need to be binding some things. We need to be rebuking some things, and we need to be binding some things. Saints, the prayer of agreement is not a way to manipulate God into doing things our way. It is not a loophole in God's word so that we are in control instead of Him. So let's look at the true power of this type of prayer. And make no mistake about it, agreeing together for God's purpose on the earth is very powerful. When two or more believers in Jesus Christ knit their hearts into agreement with each other and with God for answers, they have just now added a jumbo-sized supernatural boost to their prayers. Amen. Think about that. But you have to be sincere. When you come into agreement, you really have to believe, when you ask somebody to come into agreement with you, you really have to believe that you are coming into agreement with them and just consider it done. Because that's what the Word says. Consider it done. Think about the power and richness of a singing duet or versus a soloist or a trio over a duet and maybe a whole choir over a quartet. The reason for this height and power is explained in the verse of scripture following Matthew 18:19 in verse 20, where it says that for where two or three have gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. Praise God. Saints, the presence of Jesus is the important part. Always the important part. It's actually the critical detail that everything else hinges on, is the presence of God. That's what produces the answers to prayers that we're looking for. That is, if we have asked him for his input. We don't always ask him for his input. I mean, we just go ahead. For example, suppose you're sitting in your living room with a fellow Christian, getting ready to pray about some matter that's very important to you. And Jesus walks into the room, and you can both see him with your natural eyes. Would you just ignore him and agree together with each other for the outcome that you want in that situation? I wouldn't. I would check with Jesus and find out what he thinks is the best outcome, and then I would pray in agreement with him. Amen. And I think you would too.
True.
You know, another way in prayer is that you need to find out when you have a situation occur in your life, or you're going through a battle, whatever it is, you need to find out what God's will is for it. And once you find out what God's will is for it, then you can pray an effective prayer. And if you don't know how, the Holy Spirit will help you. Because the Bible says that if you don't know how, the Holy Spirit would join in. And he will help you to pray an effective prayer. But you have to ask him. He's not going to butt in. But if you ask him and invite him, he will help you pray an effective prayer. All you have to do is ask him and then just listen what he says. But there's a word for whatever you're going through. There's a word for it. That's God's will. His word is his will. Praise the Lord. Jesus is always here to help us. He said right before he was received up into heaven, Mark 16:20 in the New Living Bible, it says, the disciples went everywhere and preached, and the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said by many miraculous signs. By what they said, he performed many miraculous signs. And all through the Bible, it says, you should say. We have to say. There's no getting around it. Of course, he shows up when we gather in his name. We've all gathered here in the presence of the Lord. So he's in the midst of us. That's the promise that he gave us in verse 20, where he says, for where two or three have gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. Hallelujah. But since we can't see him with our natural eyes, we often just skip that part about finding out what he wants and go right into agreement for whatever we want without finding out what the will of God is in that situation. And then after we go ahead with it, then we claim that this is going to come to pass based on Matthew 18:19, but it's not unless you find out God's will for it. You know, and sometimes we even shout or pray real loud, you know, we think that gives it a little extra whoop. You know, like God's deaf or something. You know, maybe I'm not praying loud enough, you know. Maybe it's kind of like Elijah and all those false prophets that kept praying and calling on God, you know. Their God never did answer them, you know. And Elijah was mocking them and making fun of them. He said, well, maybe you need to speak a little louder. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe he went to the bathroom. But, you know, our God is not asleep. The Bible tells us our God never sleeps. He never sleeps. So we don't have to speak loud to give it another You know, he hears a whisper. As a matter of fact, God whispers. He doesn't speak to you really loud. He just talks very softly. He says a whisper. A whisper. Praise the Lord. And I look so forward to those whispers. I know yesterday morning when I was getting dressed, and I always keep a pad or try to and a pen wherever I'm at, even in the bathroom. And I was getting dressed, and I was listening to something. The Lord began to speak to me through them. I'm writing this down. And then he's done, I'll write that down. He's helping me. He's giving me ideas. I've prayed and asked God for some more ideas to help me in the ministry, to reach more people. And I pray these prayers, and he don't always answer right then. He might answer at what you might think is the most inopportune time. My hair is wet, and I'm wet. But he's speaking. And he's giving me my answers. He's giving me some answers. And I need to write them down. And I need to, you know, pursue them, because they're coming from him. Do you hear what I'm saying? Pray, listen. He's not always going to speak right then and there, but he will answer you if you ask him in faith. He will answer you. It might be a week, it might be a couple of days, but he will answer you. And when the answer comes, you'll know it's for you.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joe, and I want to let you know again just how special you are and how much you mean to me and this ministry. And I want to thank you, too, for your continued support. It means so much to me, saints. And I want you to remember, brothers and sisters, that what you do for the Lord is because of your love for Him. You don't have to do things to gain God's love, for you already have His love. And saints, I would also like to take this opportunity to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with Speak the Word Ministry. If you're being blessed or fed by this ministry, I pray you will consider sowing into this ministry. Also remember, if you'd like to have one of my CDs and you don't have the funds for it, it doesn't matter. You just call me and I'll be happy to send it to you free of charge. Remember, too, that you can go over to my website, joanneramsey.com, and you can download any of my prayers or messages free of charge. The main thing is, I don't want you to ever be without God's Word, okay? Praise God. And remember, saints, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.